Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to a very special Blood Red podcast featuring an exclusive chat with none other than Dirk Kuyt. The former Liverpool striker is back on Merseyside to put on the famous red shirt for a charity match at Anfield this weekend in aid of the LFC Foundation against none other than his Dutch rivals Ajax. The former Holland international sat down with the Echo to talk through a number of Dutch-related themes at Anfield, including Virgil van Dijk, Cody Gakpo and Ryan Gravenberg, as well as give his take on a former teammate of his by the name of Xabi Alonso. Kuyt also talks through Jürgen Klopp's decision to walk away at the end of the season and just how special it's going to be back on the Anfield turf this weekend.
This is the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
First thing that I want to ask you about is obviously we've seen the legend squad announced today. Just want to ask how much you're looking forward to getting back on the Anfield turf with some of your former teammates, and obviously, of course, you know, a huge Dutch club with Ajax coming to town as well.
Yes, no, it's always very special to play a legends match, especially at Anfield, because every time I played there so far, there was a really big crowd coming up, so that makes it even more special. And like you just mentioned, to play against my rival team Ajax in Holland, it's something really special. And not only they were always my rivals and still are a little bit, also some friends of mine are playing in the team. So really looking forward to the legend match, and really happy that I can be there.
Yeah. It's interesting actually with the first team at the moment at Liverpool, obviously a big Dutch influence with three first team players and Pep Linders there as well. I just wanted to kind of run through those, you know, and get your take on where they are at the moment. So start with Van Dijk, obviously the captain of Orange and Liverpool team as well. I just wanted to ask, what's been your take on his season, and how's he viewed in your homeland? Because I think sometimes he comes in for a lot of criticism, which I think to Liverpool followers seems maybe a little bit unfair, but maybe there's a little bit of a different take there. I'm not sure what you think of that.
Well. First of all, I think it was a really big step for Virgil to wearing the armband. I think it was a huge honor for him, but the way he took it and the way he's doing so far is, I think it's excellent. He's doing really well, really leading the team, but also I think his performance been spot on. It's true that there were some critics in Holland, but nowadays every person in the world, if he is saying something about a certain player, especially about a Liverpool player, you can read it everywhere in the world. So yeah. Sometimes I think the people who criticize him, especially the Liverpool fans, and I'm sure Virgil van Dijk is not taking that too serious, but you know, there was also some criticism from Van Basten and I believe some other former players. But, you know, I watch Liverpool every game. I've seen Virgil playing every game after his very tough injury. The way he came back was good, but it's not always easy to come back from such an injury and being, in my opinion, the best defender in the world. You're getting judged really hard every time people will judge him. So every little mistake he made, he found himself getting a lot of criticism from a lot of people. But in my opinion, he didn't do so bad, especially after the bad injury. But this season, from the first moment the season start, he was spot on, and he's playing, I think, an amazing season, leading his team, wearing the armband, but also having very good individual performances. And you know, Liverpool is still on top of the league and challenging for a lot of trophies, and that's also due to him. I think the team is doing really well, pushing really hard. And even seeing the circumstances of finding or having a lot of injuries, they're still pushing themselves, never giving up. And I think that was last weekend, yeah, a perfect example of a winning Liverpool team in the dying seconds of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously someone else who's in and around the national setup is Cody Gakpo. He came to Liverpool, you know, midway through last season as the start of PSV, and you know, maybe the start of the Dutch national team at the time. He had a very good World Cup and so on. But what have you made of his sort of, maybe not 18 months, but, you know, 15, 16 months at Liverpool?
Well, I think it's not easy to make this step from the Eredivisie, so the Dutch league, to the Premier League. And it's even harder when you come in like during the winter break. But I thought he done really well for the first 6 months. And it seems like Cody is, like, you know, feeling comfortable now, getting more experienced and stepping up. And there's a lot of players who can play up front, and he is one of them. But I'm really happy that he's there at Liverpool. And in my opinion, you know, so far he's doing really well. And the coming months will be even better. That's my feeling.
Yeah, and Ryan Gravenberch as well. I didn't play too much at Bayern Munich, but obviously been playing a lot more regularly since he came to Liverpool. A lot of competition for places in that midfield area. But what have you made of his
I think he made a really good impression. First of all, when he joined Liverpool, I think a lot of fans like him as a player. And at his Ajax time, he was one of the biggest talents of our country. Then he made an early step to Bayern München, and unfortunately he didn't get the play time he wanted there. But I think he can be, you know, a huge player for Liverpool. But as you say, there's a lot of people who can play in his position as well. And I think he needs to keep pushing himself. And I think you know, the games will come up, because now the most important months of the season are coming up, and I think he will be right there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, I mean, what type of player do you think he is? Is he... You know, we kind of categorize midfielders now, don't we? Is he a six? Is he an eight? But where do you see his qualities best suited to in that midfield area?
Well, I think Gravenberch is a guy who has a very good ability on the ball, but he is also a player who can run a lot. It looks always to me like he gets never tired, so he can also join the box to box. And difficult to compare him with somebody, but definitely a player in the team that Liverpool not really have this type of playing style. So I think, difficult to compare him with someone, but, you know, he got, you know, physical strength is great. His ability on the ball is great. I think he can score goals, but even if the team wants him to defend, he can do so as well. So he's a multifunctional midfielder, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously the big news at the moment at Liverpool is Jürgen Klopp announcing, just over a month ago, that he's going to be walking away at the end of the season. He obviously didn't play for Jürgen, but just wanted to get your take on that news. And, you know, has it sunk in yet, as someone who still follows Liverpool closely, that, you know, this guy is walking away?
Yeah, well, it was It was a bit crazy to see the news a couple of weeks ago. Felt a bit unreal, but everyone can see how much, you know, not only the players but also the staff and obviously the manager is putting day in day out into the club. And yeah, you can see that it asks a lot of energy from him, and I think it's only a huge decision from him, but also a good decision from him that he feels like there comes a day I cannot give the same energy anymore that I'm giving day in, day out. So I think it feels for everyone, just like for me, that it's too early that he leave. But in case of managers, sometimes it's better to leave a little bit too early than a little bit too late. But what he's done for the club is unbelievable. I think definitely he's up there with one of the best managers in the history of Liverpool Football Club. And what I wish for him is that he comes back to his decision. That's a bit of a joke, but now what I wish for him is that he finishes his career at Liverpool with a league title. That will be amazing. That will be unbelievable. And I think Jurgen Klopp will be always remembered as one of the greatest managers for Liverpool. But if he managed to win the league at the day he's saying goodbye to the club, that will be something historical.
Yeah, just a couple more then before I let you get back for the second half. We spoke about, you know, you're looking forward to getting back onto the pitch with your former teammates, and one of your former teammates, of course, is Xabi Alonso, and the huge talk around him, you know, potentially succeeding Jürgen next season. He's doing a fantastic job at Leverkusen, perhaps maybe a little bit early into his coaching career. Have you been surprised by how well he's doing, or was he someone who was always destined to become a manager when you played as him?
Well, you know, if you look to former teammates, former players, sometimes you're doubting players if they become a coach, and then several years later you see players doing really well in a management job. But for Xabi, he was always, I think, in my mind, definitely he was like a future being coach, and I followed him. The steps he made after his career, I think he did it, very steady to manage also a couple of new teams or under 23s of how they named like. But then he had his first opportunity at Bayer Leverkusen. I think it was the right step, but I think it is his fault that he brought them to the next level, because suddenly he's challenging for the league title in Germany, and that's, you know, something really special, because for the last years Bayern München was always up there and the number two was Borussia Dortmund, and now he's like, you know, people I think almost, you know, cannot believe that someone else than Bayer Leverkusen will win that league. And I think that shows the quality of a manager like Xabi Alonso. People can say, oh, maybe it's too quick, but sometimes good things come very quickly. And for me, definitely, He was always a guy, also during our playing time, he's always thinking about the game, thinking tactically, talking always outside the pitch tactically. So you could see from distance that he would become a manager one day. And for me, it would be all amazing if one of my former teammates like Xabi or maybe Steven in the future will become a manager of Liverpool Football Club. That would be amazing. And I think both, you know, will do really well. And maybe people see Steven Gerrard now a little bit farther from the job. But, you know, he's doing, he has already some experience with Glasgow Rangers, Aston Villa. He's now, you know, at a place maybe people don't like him to be, but still he's doing the job and managing and getting experience. And that's how you become a better manager, in my opinion. And and with Xabi the same, you know, I'm really looking forward who will get the job. But if Xabi gets it, I wish him all the best, and really proud of my former teammate, what he's doing so far as a manager.
Brilliant. And just finally then, Derek, you mentioned at the top kind of how much you're looking forward to it, but back on that Anfield turf later this month, first time in a good number of years, you must be really excited to get back over and experience that that match day experience once again.
Yeah, no, it's really special to come back to Liverpool. A couple of times a year I try to come back to watch a game, but to be back on the pitch, to be back with my former teammates, but also to be back with the fans, And playing in a on a full Anfield is something really special, and that makes this football club very special. And we're talking about a lot of special feelings, but I think the most special feeling is that we doing it for a good cause. We're doing it for the city of Liverpool, and we try to give something back. And that makes these kind of games very special. And I don't think it's only for me, but for all the players and, all the people who are involved.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you very much for your time there.
Okay, no problem. Good to speak to you.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.